This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Label Clothing Company. They have been a huge supporter of mine for many years now. And anytime you see me wearing a dress shirt or a suit, it is from them. Everything is custom made. And anyone who knows me knows I hate wearing suits and I hate wearing dress shirts. I not only look dapper, but the clothes feel great and wear really well. So anyone in the need of a custom suit, definitely hit them up. You can find them online at label.co.
What is up, everybody? First foremost, I hope everyone is doing well. Needless to say, it has been an insane roller coaster ride. And first, I just want to apologize that I haven't been able to put out more content, although it's something I've wanted to do. I think part of being a business owner at this time is really focusing in on where you need to be and putting all your attention there. I don't think now is the time to be splitting or, you know, starting projects per se in a certain way. I think we really need to look at the world we're living in, and at times, which for the past 2 weeks for me has been 1,000% zeroed in on my wedding photography company and providing constant support to my team as well as to our clients that we currently have. And I think the podcast has always been a passion of mine for the past year and a half and a side project, but inevitably, it does take time, and even though the world has been shut down, time is not something I've had a lot of, so I do apologize, but I think there's a lesson within that that I just want to share today, which is, you know, sometimes you have to be 100% laser focused in the task in front of you. There are times where you can do multiple things, and, you know, but in the heart of a crisis, when leadership is needed, and leadership is needed now more than ever in this world. And unfortunately, we can't most of the time impact many things outside of our world because our voice isn't loud enough. And what we can impact is the people around us, our families, our friends, our coworkers. So that's kind of my mindset at the moment. But really what today's podcast is about is the bridge has finally been crossed. And what I mean by that is for a long time, we kind of went back, technologically speaking, between this war between the older generation, we'll call them baby boomers in that genre, who would be our parents versus millennials and Gen Zers. And there was really this technology barrier where the older generations didn't adopt the newer generations' technological habits per se. So for example, we needed a beautiful showroom in New York City because clients who were spending top dollar still wanted that experience. And I think what I've seen now and what I'm seeing now is it's not a matter of how fancy your studio is or how beautiful your showroom is or having that New York City address anymore. I mean, quite frankly, right now between COVID, nobody's coming into the city. Restrictions are being put in all the buildings as to how many people can go in an elevator. Everyone has to wear masks, time restrictions, work hours. So just trying to even schedule meetings when the city opens up, which now with the riots might even be, and the looting might even be, and protesting, I should say all three, we have protesting, rioting, and looting going on simultaneously, might be another month or two down the road. But the city at the moment in New York City, where I'm based out of, is just not safe. I mean, it's not a place where people are going to go. We still are battling COVID here. We have massive protests, and then some of those protests have turned into rioting and looting. So needless to say, working from home is something I think we're all going to become accustomed to. I think also we finally bridged that gap where the older generation is using Zoom now. They're using FaceTime, and they're saying, hey, I don't want to get sick, so I don't even want a chance going out. So now, as business owners, we need to acknowledge that, right? Because the thing that I think some people do is they don't live in fucking reality. They live in an ulterior universe, and they ignore all the signals and symptoms of what is going on. The reality is the world has changed, and it's not going back. You know, people keep saying, we're going to go back, the new norm. Well, there is a new normal, and the new normal was not the past normal. The world we live in has fundamentally changed forever now. These technologies are going to be the new platform that we interact on. Well, yes, we will get back to some form of social normal where we go to restaurants, we dine. The paradigm has shifted, guys. And the reality is, as a business owner, you need to accept this right now, adopt it, and embrace it. Because if you don't, you're not going to be here when this turns. I have talked to so many people, and it's actually become something it's a moment of rage and anger for me as people who have dedicated their lives to their business it's failing, right? And again, I'm angry about a lot of things going on in the world, but one thing I've always said about this podcast is I don't ever get political. My political views, you know, really don't matter. And there's so many other people talking about that know way more about politics than I do. The one thing I'm going to focus to is business and how what's going on in the world affects business, not my own political view. But that being said, right now, the world has changed. It is not the same world we lived in pre-COVID. The new world going forward is going to be all internet-based, all meetings, and I shouldn't say all, but the majority of our meetings are going to happen virtually. Companies are going to realize, hey, why do I need to send 5 employees to San Francisco at a cost of $30,000 for one meeting when we can just do Zoom? So those travel revisions are going to happen. And it's not just about the restrictions. The reality is we were wasting a ton of money on some of these things that we don't need to, right? For me, clients are saying, why do I need to come into the city, pay $60 to park? Or if they live in the city, take an Uber to my office, then go out for dinner, all those things, when they can just meet me in the comfort of their home. I can give them a presentation on Zoom. They get a very different experience, but they're happy with that experience now. You know, people are looking at it and saying, hey, I can have my whole family join in on the Zoom call. I don't have to worry about my parents going out, who might be in their 60s or 70s and at very high risk for COVID. So now that we're here, the question is, what are you going to do to adapt to that? If you're in a service industry, how do you create that experience online? Do you have to have a great website, great Instagram feed? These are more important than ever, by the way. And guys, your website is now more important again. Okay, there was a period in time where Instagram took over. The bottom line is people are shopping from home. They have the time to spend on your website. You need a killer website. I know so many businesses, that let their website go. You've got to get on your website. Critical, critical, critical thing here. Facebook, yes, parents spend an inordinately amount of large time if you're over 50 years old on Facebook. So if you're selling to people who are older, who are 50 plus, Facebook is still a great platform. Yes, it's muddled with a lot of political nonsense and bad ads and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, people still scroll through their feed. So why not take advantage of that while it's there and it's free? I think that is a key component. So for us, what I can tell you what I'm doing is we've made Zoom presentations. We've now created a platform for clients to design and help design their albums virtually. Why? Because a lot of people don't want to come into the showroom anymore. Now it's time to rethink, do you need a showroom, right? Do I need to pay top dollar for a commercial lease in New York City when you don't know what next year is going to look like? You know, I told people early in March, 2020's event industry is decimated when this started. We're in New York City. High population density, right? All those things factored into to my belief system, which was this isn't going to be a good year. And it hasn't been a good year. We've been decimated. Almost everything's been canceled across the board. Anyone who says they're doing amazing is flat out lying to you at this point. The bottom line is we've been crushed. We will come back in 21 for sure. But we need to get from June 2nd today, I believe, up until April when wedding season starts again, because the winter wedding season isn't going to be there. Now, I might be talking to people who are not in the wedding industry. Same thing goes for restaurants. It's summer, and if you own a restaurant on the Jersey Shore, per se, you're still not open. And if you are open, you're at 50% occupancy. Guess what 50% occupancy is in any restaurant business? Bankruptcy. You need to be at 80, 90, 100%. Your margins are so thin, 10 or 15%. At 50%, you're losing 40%. What's the point or the incentivization to open up if you can't be at full capacity? That's, again, my heart bleeds for these people, because ultimately they're in situations that are far out of their control. But what does that look like? How do you create an online ordering business? How do you turn your restaurant into a market that helps local places? Maybe you start delivering. Maybe you do meal prep service affordably, right? High end right now, maybe not so much. People are hurting. We have 40 million plus unemployed people. What does that mean to you, right? These are things you have to consider. It's time to pivot. The time is not yesterday. I know so many business owners literally who call or text me. I'm like, hey, what are you up to? And they're like, oh, I'm binge watching Netflix. Now is not the time to binge watch Netflix. Let me tell you, you shouldn't even throw Netflix out the window. Get rid of it, really. Because if that's what you're wasting your time on and you think this is a vacation, this is the furthest thing from a vacation, guys. Now is the time for business owners to step up as leaders, to give back to their communities. And you have to figure out what the best way for you to do that is. I know for me, the biggest way I can give back is to support my staff and to take care of my clients right now. Because if my business is functioning, it provides for the lives of 30 people when this reopens. That's my focus. My focus is to make sure I can still help those people, make sure the business provides for those people. Because if I provide and the business provides for those people, when the economy restarts, they'll be able to provide for their families. And that's the trickle-down effect. That's the leadership this country needs right now. We're not getting it from our politicians, guys. We need leadership. We need business owners to step up. We need ways to be creative about finding employment for our team members. We have 40 million people unemployed, right? The number is catastrophic. We reached that number faster than the Great Depression by years. We went like this and nobody's talking about it. That's the second pandemic, right? Is when those numbers become realized, when big corporations do massive layoffs, which, by the way, is in the pipeline. Corporate earnings this year are going to be terrific, right? We're seeing closures. Victoria's Secrets, Macy's is closing stores, JCPenney, Starbucks is going to do a downsize, Shake Shack's closing stores, right? Those are tens and tens of thousands of jobs. We have to be cognizant of what's going on. You cannot put a blindfold onto the current economic crisis. Again, I understand there's so many other political things happening in the world right now that we need to be cognizant of, but we can't let that overcome us. We can't let that fear, right? That's what it is fear to make a decision. Fear, it's paralyzing us. As business owners, we need to step up. Now is the time to step up, okay? There is no greater time, no greater contribution you can give to your society at the moment, in my opinion, right now, than step up as a business leader, step up as a business owner, give back to your community, give back to your clients, give back to your staff. That is the best, in my opinion, thing that we can do as small business owners right now. The other thing we can do is help each other. Instead of going to Walmart, shop local. Okay. Your local store owners need you now more than ever. Okay. The last thing I'm telling you right now, I drove through Main Street, major town yesterday in New Jersey, beautiful area. Everything was closed. Everything. Okay. Places I used to go to for coffee, gone. Places I used to eat at, closed. Gym I used to train at, closed. Yoga studio I used to go to for yoga, closed. These businesses are never reopening. They can't. What can we do right now to help them, okay? Ask yourself that question. I know things are crazy right now, but we can always do something. We can always demand the highest version of ourselves. And with that, I leave you with this, guys. Please stay well, stay safe. If I can support you in any way, if there's anything I can do to help your business, please reach out to me. That's one way I can help give back. If there's a business owner in need of strategy, I'm more than happy to help where I can. So please, guys, keeping you guys all in my thoughts, my prayers. Stay strong, stay safe, and I'll talk to you soon. Hey, everybody. Doing this has been an absolute journey and an amazing time. I have learned so much, and I want to thank you all for listening in. If you kindly would, we would just ask you for your support. If you've liked the show, if you've gained anything from it, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or any of the other platforms where you are viewing this. We would greatly appreciate it, and it means the world.